831 55 KRC, the talk station. A very happy Friday Eve to you. Always made extra special happier because iHeartMedia aviation expert Jay Ratliff joins the program. His real job is to actually make money in the stock market. And you too could learn how to make $6,000 in 12 minutes.
We don't do that all the time, but yeah, that was good. But yeah,
it's a hell of a day.
We're halfway through the fourth quarter, and I think my portfolio is up 69%. So that to me is one of the reasons that I do not like the long-term buy, hold, and pray approach, because to me it's catch and release, and the more you do it, the more you make.
Yeah, I know, and you do teach people your method, and I know that works, and I've observed it over the years because you always keep me up to speed on it. It's like you're trying to make me jealous, Jay. 12
no,
minutes.
No, 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 I just want to make you, just don't want you to think I'm full of it, so you know.
No. I'm a believer.
There's a high degree of integrity to this show, and I want to make sure I maintain that high level.
Oh, well, if you had your say, since Spirit Airlines has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, would that merger, what was with JetBlue that was denied or prohibited by the government officials, yes, would that have saved Spirit from this?
I think it could have, but the problem was that when you overlap the two route maps, there were so many cities they served at the same time that you were going to be seeing a great number of jobs lost, and you were going to see far fewer flights as a result of that combination. And that's one of the reasons that the government didn't allow it. It simply just, from a consumer standpoint, it didn't make sense, because the two things that would happen would be you'd have airports that would be less served, because you'd have two airlines now just down to one. And if combined, they operated 9 flights a day into a specific airport, a combined airline's not going to operate 9.
Right.
They're going to operate 4 or 5. You're going to have fewer employees, and the fewer number of low-cost seats that you have, the higher the fare. So it just all around was never anything I liked. Now, when Spirit and Frontier were going to get together, you lay those route maps down, and they were perfect. They complement each other perfectly, and that's the one I wanted, because I thought the two of these combined could really create a stronger low-cost carrier. The problem was JetBlue, like, you know, some rich suitor steps in and says, let me pay more, and that's when, you know, Spirit kind of told Frontier, see you later, and left. And the funny part was, after the merger with JetBlue was denied, Spirit went limping back to Frontier. And Frontier said, no, we don't want to merge now.
Sorry.
So
away
they went.
To be you.
And of course, and you know, you and I have talked, because for the last 3 months, 4 months, I've had people emailing me say, Jay, Spirit Airlines, my gosh, their stock is down 85% this year. It's got to be a screaming buy. I said, well, part of that's right. Screaming is accurate. Please do not buy it, because it was at $250, $3 a share, what have you. And when the file for bankruptcy took place, as we expected that it would, yesterday or day before, that stock dropped to, 15 cents a share.
Whoa.
Yeah, you just don't, I mean, it's just, that's one of the reasons that when people email me saying, hey, Jay, this stock said it's 52-week low. Who cares? Who cares? It's at that low for a very good reason.
Yeah, yeah.
That doesn't mean go buy it. But, you know, it's just, that's what the way some people think from an investment standpoint. And a lot of people played follow the leader and ended up losing a great deal of money in the process. And you just got to be careful. Now, look, if a lot of people that have Spirit Airlines in their cities listen to us, I know because they email me. If I've got a reservation on Spirit, I'm not worried. They're going to continue business as usual. The Chapter 11 process is something that is court-approved, mandated, overseen, and it's what American Airlines has gone through. It's what United Airlines has gone through. So many of these carriers have. So from our side of the ticket counter, we're probably not going to notice much of a change. Now, Spirit's not made money since, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago. They've lost a ton of money, but they're changing their business model so that they're going to start offering some premium seats and other things. And, Brian, I'm excited for them, and I really think they're going to come out of this much stronger. I still want to see them here in Cincinnati because, look, I want as many low-cost carrier seats in this airport as we can get.
Amen to that. And hasn't the landscape changed for the better for the consumer here in Cincinnati because of the offerings that we have now that we used to not have? Well,
and the hard work by the people that are there. And,
exactly.
You know, Candace McGraw's, on her way out to bigger and better things, and she and her team, and many of them who've told me not to mention them on the air because I want to brag on them like crazy. They say, nope, it's a team effort, so we're going to stay a team. They're doing a great job. And, Brian, the stuff they do behind the scenes to get existing carriers to give us more flights and to bring in new carriers to give us more options is just incredible. They are the envy of the country. They continue to be. And I'm asked about Cincinnati when I'm on the West Coast talking in New England. They're like, my gosh, you know, Cincinnati's really turned it around.
Exactly.
How did they do it? And I said, because the community is now supporting low-cost carriers, and they're just flooding in here and taking advantage of it.
Unsung heroes behind the scenes making things better for all of us. We'll continue.
Oh, big time.
Amen. Why does an air traffic controller need to warn a plane about avoiding mountains? Big question I've got. We'll talk about that one a whole bunch more coming up with iHeartMedia aviation expert Jay Ratliff. I hope you can stick around.